Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning. It's time to come on down to the corner. Welcome to Clay County Corner. From Harmony Springs to Willow Grove and all points in between, I'm your host, Kenny Westmoreland, and I'm delighted to be with all of you again after such a long time being away. This show is brought to you each week at this time on WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country, and we are based in the historic Clay County Courthouse on the town square in Salina, Tennessee. We're glad that you're with us today, and just wanted to let everyone know that this show will be rebroadcast later on today at 6 p.m. Central Time on the very same station, and so it will be played again in its entirety, and later on it will be available online. But I'd like to say good morning and welcome and thanks for hanging out with us here on the corner. And we have some fine sponsors who have some messages to share. And we're going to give them just a few moments to share these messages, and we'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the Hybrid Lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trousdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
All right, welcome back to Clay County Corner, the show that is all things Clay County. One thing I want to let our audience know about right now, probably one of the most exciting things to happen in our community for a while, is the march by the Clay County Bulldogs toward the football state championship. They are in the third round this Friday night against the Gordonsville Tigers, an old foe that's coming back to town a few weeks after Solana defeated them 3 weeks ago. But I haven't seen the excitement level this high in many years. And as I said, they will face Gordonsville this Friday night at our local football field, Joni Leeds Field. And today we have with us the coach of the Bulldogs. We have Mr. Bruce Lim with us today. Coach, welcome to Clay County Corner. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, tell us just a little bit about yourself. I've heard your name in years. I've never met you till today.
I'm originally from Cookeville. I grew up there, played ball there, played ball at Tennessee Tech. After I graduated from Tennessee Tech, I went on to Livingston Academy for 3 years, was assistant coach there, left and went back to Cookeville where I was the defense coordinator for 2 years, and then on to White County, was assistant 1 year, then head coach for 3 years. And after that stint, I moved on to went back to Livingston Academy and was an assistant there from 2002 to 2000 through 2007. In 2008, I became the head coach and retired of some sort, of some sense, in 2020, and set a year out last year. Was going to go overseas with our daughter, who played professional basketball in Norway, and wasn't allowed to go, but because of COVID. But she got to go, which is a great thing. So I set out, and then had the opportunity to come down here, and I've been blessed to come down here and inherit these guys that we got right now.
Fantastic! Is this your first year with us, sir?
Yes, sir. First.
All
year.
Right.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So you're pretty much a rookie here in Clay County with our team.
Yes, sir.
But we're glad for what's going on with you right now. But I want to say congratulations on the successful season so far. And we're hoping that this Friday night that we're going to see some great things again. I mean, I'm sure the crowd is going to be huge. I have to ask you, are they stoked? Are they excited?
They are extremely excited. This is the only second time in Bulldog history that we've made it this far. And, we've won 11 games and we've lost one. And the one game we lost by 1 point and had opportunities to win. So, it's been a great season so far. We've got 9 great seniors, and those guys have done a great job leading. We're ready to play, and it's been, as you saw last week at the game, we came out from the opening kickoff, and there was never any doubt.
I know, it was just a domination.
Absolutely, it was a domination.
I was unable to be there. I was in the state of Maine.
Oh.
But we listened. We live streamed it. We were with the Bulldogs in spirit and in heart.
Absolutely.
All that distance away. The last time Solana has been this far was in 1985, and I remember it well because I went to all the games. And the third round game back then was at Knoxville Catholic on the east side of Knoxville. But we're glad that it's here in Solana this Friday night. Well, let me ask you this question. What exactly are our boys going to have to do to win the game? I mean, I know they faced Gordonsville, and Gordonsville has they've got a good pass strategy, and they've got some good defense. What exactly are they going to have to do?
Well, Gordonsville, like you said, is a very well-coached team. They're very fundamentally sound in everything that they do. They have a new coach, Coach Jackson, who's come in from Murfreesboro, Oakland, and he's done a great job of bringing new things to the Gordonsville Tigers. Our kids just got to go out and execute. Coach Maynard and Coach Dickerson have done a great job getting our kids in the right place at the right time. And if we can execute our game plan and just play hard. Just do what we've done the last 12 weeks. And if we can do that, we got a good shot.
Well, one advantage that we have is that we've seen Gordonsville once before, so we're not going in blindsided. There's going to be nothing new. We know what we're getting.
And absolutely.
So we have a huge advantage with that.
Absolutely.
But certainly excited about that game. And I plan that they'll be there probably with the rest of the whole county. But I do know that Gordonsville and Solana, Clay County, have had a long history of playing each other. And there's been some tight games. There's been some close games. There's been some heartbreakers. And it's always – just been a good matchup. I've got some good friends in Gordonsville, and it's always been a lot of fun just to talk football and sports with them.
Absolutely. They've got some great guys down there that's coaching that, you know, we're great friends with, and, you know, but, you know, we may be great friends, but we still won't beat each other.
You know?
You know, and it is, it's a big rivalry, and, you know, they've got a lot of kids out, got a lot of seniors, and, you know, we know it's going to be tough, and, you know, the game we had here a few weeks ago, it was just a great game. Win or lose, it was a great game. If you're a football fan, it was a great game to watch because it was back and forth and ended up winning 27-20, and we stopped them on 4th-and-1 inside the 10-yard line. So just a very exciting game.
Well, I know this game is going to be just as historic, and it's going to be just as exciting as games in years past. I remember one time when I was a kid, Salina played Gordonsville, and they beat, this was the old high school, they beat them 2-0.
That was definitely a defensive battle,
oh, yeah,
for sure.
To win by safety, I mean, that would have been amazing.
Absolutely.
I wasn't at the game, but I know that it's in the annals of history. Well, I'm sure hope that everyone's, in addition to being excited and stoked and pumped and at places that they've never been in their football career, I'm hopefully that everyone's healthy.
Everyone is healthy for us. You know, our kids have done a great job of conditioning and staying in shape. You know, we've had some injuries along the way, but right now everybody is healthy and ready to go and, you know, just ready to lay it on the line Friday night.
Let me ask this question. Are there any specific players you'd wish to recognize? I mean, players that started out and they've really blossomed throughout the season?
No, my 9 seniors, you know, those kids are the ones that I love to talk about just because their maturity and their leadership. They have been great. And it is not just on the football field, it's off the football field. They're always there with these kids, these younger kids, and making sure everything gets done right and just lead them the right way. And I just love their leadership. It has been amazing. And they're the reason we are 11-1 right now.
Well, that's just wonderful, wonderful. Was there anything else that you would like to say to our audience?
I'd love for everybody to come out. I've coached 29 years, and last time we played Gordonsville, it got around on Facebook from some of the former players to come and cheer on the boys when they come walking out. Well, we come walking out of the field house in that little gravel road that is there between the field house and the stadium. It was lined up with old players that had played at Clay County or Salina. And in 29 years, I don't think I've seen anything any cooler in my life.
Yeah, they're calling it the dog walk.
Yes, it was absolutely the coolest thing. And you talk about kids fired up. It was awesome. And, you know, I'm 53 years old, been doing this my whole life, and I've never seen anything like that. And I was so excited for those kids. I was fired up. I was ready to play. Because I've heard a little bit about him, but you know, it was awesome. And I love that, and I hope everybody comes out and cheers on these kids because they're going to make you proud.
You know, there's a verse in the Bible that talks about being surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. I mean, there's nothing that's more thrilling than all those football players of years past that they're patting and cheering and
absolutely
carrying on the legacy. I mean,
absolutely.
I watched that and I'm like, wow.
That, it was cool.
Well, I know that if you're a former football player and you're listening today, we want you to be there Friday night and be there on the dog walk and cheer and howl and bark and do whatever you can. Hug them, pat them, just motivate these boys to victory. We wish them all the best.
Yes, sir.
And it's thrilling that they've had 3 home games. And if they win this Friday night, they'll have another home
Absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely.
All righty. Well, Coach, we wish you and the team all the best. And what I've got to say right now is go Dogs.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for being with us this morning on Clay County Corner. All right. Hope to have you again on here some point in the future. Best wishes for victory Friday night.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Take care. Thanks for coming.
Yes, sir.
We're going to check in once again with some of our fine sponsors and see what they have to say. But you're with Kenny Westmoreland. You're on Clay County Corner on 101.5 Kicks Country. We will be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the Hybrid Lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trisdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
All right. Welcome back to Clay County Corner, the show that is all things Clay County. We're glad that you're with us today. Our second guest this morning is no stranger to Clay County Corner. We're delighted to have with us the mayor of Salina, Mr. Luke Collins. Luke has served in many capacities, and he's even been in the movies. And he and I have won so many games of Rook together that the people that play Rook against us have split us up as partners. Exactly. They would deny that, but we will tell you the truth on the radio today. And last time I had Luke on here, we sang Auld Lang Syne the last show of 2021, and people told us we better keep our day jobs. And so the singing career is definitely not going to happen. But Luke, it is great to have you on the show today. How are you doing this morning?
I'm living the dream right here in Salina, Tennessee, best place in the world, bar none. And just happy to be here, Kenny. Got great things going on and great opportunities that we need to open the door.
All right. First of all, you've almost wrapped up a year and a half as mayor. Congratulations on 2022 almost being in the rearview mirror and finishing up this year as mayor of Salina. How has it been so far this year?
Well, Kenny, it's been great. It is a true honor to serve the people of Salina, and that's who we work for. people call me maybe at night or on weekends, and they say, well, I hate to bother you. And I say, look, I work for you. What can I do to help you? And I want to treat you like I want to be treated. That's the city of Salinas policy, is the golden rule. We just treat people like we want to be treated. And I've told all the employees that, and that's what we try to do. And I think it's a great philosophy.
Well, I mean, it's wonderful that we have to remember that they're not here for us; we're here for them.
Yep. And, amen to that, brother.
And just appreciate all that you do as city mayor. I know. Certainly been a learning curve going from just working in the public realm to being a mayor.
And let me tell you, Kenny, it's been a tremendous amount of work. I never realized, I was county mayor for 8 years ran UCHRA for 6 years and then managed some other things. And I can tell you, being city mayor is more difficult than either of those. The utility district portion of it, the water and the sewer.
Ambulance service.
It takes on a tremendous amount of time, the ambulance service. And don't forget, our number one priority, which takes a tremendous amount of time, and that's getting our hospital reopened. And obviously working on the splash pad and many, many things, getting our roads paved, and the list goes on and on, but, there's a lot more work to it than meets the eye, and I can assure you it's a more difficult job than being county mayor or running, UCHRA.
So do you ever get those 11:30 at night phone calls?
Oh yeah, yeah, that's all right.
I understand.
That's part of it. They're good people. And they've got a problem, and hey, it is great to help people and make a difference, and know that you've made somebody's life a little bit better.
It's a good feeling when you go to bed at night knowing that you've been a force for good.
You've made a showing. Yeah.
Anything new in the pipeline for 2023? Any hints? And I'm going to ask you about the hospital in just a moment.
Well,
anything new on the horizon?
Yes, sir. Yeah, 2023 is going to be a great year for us, no doubt about that. In 2023, we plan on paving all the city streets, overlaying the streets an inch and a half. Now, there is some areas here in town around the square, and at those locations, the pavement and the sidewalk are just about the same level. So we're going to have to do some type of adjusting because we don't want water running inside, a business. So I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But we were hoping, as you know, to try to do that this year. But, getting supplies and getting people to bid, and these things are difficult, like no other time that I've ever seen. And I feel very, very confident that next year we will have a splash pad at Donaldson Park. I've been in close communication with the Corps of Engineers. I try to call them almost every day. I just aggravate the fire out of them, to be honest with you. And I expect within, sometime next week, to get the go-ahead to start the splash pad process. And we need a park and recreation board, to help us with. We've got some great design ideas and those type things, but, we really want a lot of community involvement in this, and we'd like to, sell some bricks or sell some picnic tables or benches or something to help fund it. And it's a great opportunity to thank somebody or to honor somebody. We have the Frisbee Golf down at Donaldson Park now, and I did a sponsorship for one of the holes, and it was in memory of my parents, Harold and Betty Collins. And by the way, our home is 150 years old this year. So, you know, and it was my mother's and my great-grandmother's and so on and so on. So, you know, there's been somebody related to me drinking out of the same well for 150 years. And that's pretty neat.
Well, I'd like to talk about a major project that the city would like to accomplish. And I know I appreciate what's going on so far, and the things that you're talking about for next year certainly sound fantastic. But one thing that there's been a great focus upon and a lot of emphasis on is the reopening of our local hospital. What is going on with that?
Boy, amen to that, Kenny. There is nothing that we can do as a community that would impact the future of our community more than reopening this hospital. Now, you know, the other things that we're doing are good and they're important, and we need to continue doing them. But the impact of a hospital, it would be very, very difficult to over-exaggerate how important that is. You know, if you look at it from an industrial board perspective, and you're looking at numbers, payroll, employees, and those type things, it would be very, very difficult to find a factory that could even remotely compete with the financial impact of a hospital. But more importantly is the simple truth is, and you can ask any doctor or anybody on the internet or the military or anybody, what saves people's lives more than anything is time. And that's time from your event, your negative event, injury, heart attack, stroke, or whatever. The time between when that event starts until you reach an emergency room. And every second and every minute that you're in an ambulance or wherever and you're not in an emergency room, that is time that your body is being damaged and you may very well die.
Absolutely.
And it is serious beyond belief. And, of course, you know, we've been working on it for a year and a half now. And work with the governor, work with the comptroller's office, work with the comptroller in person, himself. Work with the attorney general's office and have been meeting and calling countless hours. Now, of course, through the COVID money, the city was given $400,000 and the county was given $1.5 million. And the big question that anybody wants to know is the community going to support us? Is the community going to buy in? If we're going to risk millions and millions of dollars, and that's what it would be, you can imagine the payroll of a hospital for a year because it's 24/7. Doctors, nurses, I mean, emergency rooms, yeah, they cost big money. And so, you know, the city allocated $250,000 of its $400,000. Once the hospital became critical access, they would get half that money, and then if it remained critical access, which it would, 6 months later, then they would get it. But, you know, in order for that to happen, you know, the hospital is probably going to be open 6 months to a year. So before the city or county puts in one penny of that COVID money.
Yeah, I know there's been a little bit of setback with county support, yes.
Well, it was very, very, I'd be lying to you, Kenny, if I didn't say that depressed me, disappointed me. It was very, very surprising, unexpected. I felt like the vote would be 7-3, 7 yes, 3 no, but it failed, 6-4. And I have thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And, you know, the county has 1.5 million. You know, the city's investing, willing to invest 75% of its 400,000, and we're only asking the county for about 16%. And remember, if the hospital doesn't open and become a critical access hospital, and, I mean, you're talking about 6 months or a year down the road, it costs the city nothing, and it costs the county nothing. So before we would put in a penny, they would be investing $3 or $4 or $5 million. But they just want to know if the community is going to support it. But, you know, the more I think about it, the more I think I'm missing something. There is something, you know, that I'm not realizing, because there is no logic for those six folks to vote no. There's got to be something. There's got to be something. So I sent them a letter and gave them my card, my number, asked them to call me, because if they won't do that, I'd like to know what they will do. You know, how important is the hospital to them? And you can't just say you're for it. You know, actions speak louder than words. I can say anything, but your deeds, what you do, tells the story.
Was there anything our listening audience can do? I mean, I'm sure that it's not going away. There's still plans to hopefully get it reopened. And I mean, there'll be additional votes, I'm certain.
Lord, yes. There's something that they can do. Now, the only thing that I can think of that changed them from the 7-3 for it to 6-4 against it, the CEO of the Monroe County Medical Center came to the meeting where they voted on it and gave a speech and said it was a bad idea. And I'm going to go to their meeting this Monday night at 6 o'clock in Tompkinsville. I'd like to invite everybody to come with me and just say, hey, you know, we need to work together to try to save people's lives. I would never, ever go somewhere and try to talk somebody out of a hospital.
Luke, we'll be back with you in just a moment, but we're going to have to check in with our sponsors. It's about
okay,
time
yes,
for
sir.
A commercial
yeah.
break.
Yeah.
So we're thankful for our sponsors that helped to make this show a reality. And you are with Clay County Corner on 101.5 Kick Country. We will be right back. Don't go away.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the Hybrid Lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trousdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
All right, you're back with Clay County Corner, the show that is all things Clay County. And so we got Mayor Collins with us, and he's got another statement to make. Then we have a final guest that's going to be with us today. But he was answering a question when we had to take a break, that what are some things that people in our county can do about helping to get our hospital reopened. Certainly one thing is going to be supporting it. We would have to have county support.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, I tell you what I would recommend. You know, democracy is about communication, and it is the most beautiful form of government in the world. And what I'd recommend that you do is talk to the six county commissioners that voted no, and find out what they would vote for. They have to be for the hospital. I mean, it's just there's no logic whatsoever to be against a hospital. So there's got to be more details that, you know, has to be worked out to find a way to get them to vote yes. I mean, they've got $1.5 million. The city, we're committing 75% of ours, and we're just asking them to commit about 16%. And
it's all conditional on whether or not it's open.
I mean, you look at the jobs and the payroll, and obviously you're talking about saving people's lives. It's a big deal.
All righty. Well, thank you for that, Luke. We have another guest with us today. We have with us Mr. Dwight Osborne, who is the mayor of Jellicoe, Tennessee, which is about 2 hours from here, population of a little over 2,000. And Jellicoe's in Campbell County. It's in close proximity to Jacksboro, Tennessee, Lafayette, Tennessee, and just to the east of Oneida and Huntsville, Tennessee. I've been through there a time or two. And Mayor Osborne, we're glad to have you with us this morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm happy to be with you all this morning.
All right. The reason that we, for our listening audience, Mayor Osborne, is in a company. He is in a community where the same company, Bovita, that is looking to perhaps open our hospital, opened the hospital several years ago, reopened the hospital that had been shuttered for a while. And I'm going to let him tell us just a little bit how it went there. How is this company to work with, Mayor Osborne?
Well, it's a great company to work with, and let me correct one thing there. We're not open yet. What happened is we had a company that operated our hospital for about 40 years, or just a little over, and they decided to pull out, concentrate on larger markets. Another company came in and operated for about 3 years. They, too, decided they didn't want to stay in the rural hospital business. And then a third company came in and operated for, or tried to operate for about 2 years. But, they weren't doing too well at that. And we're in a slightly different situation where we own the building and most of the, or a lot of the equipment. But we lease that out to the operator for $1 a year. A lot of the maintenance over time had not been done on some of the equipment stuff, and the building and hospital was starting to get a little run down. after the last operator left, we contracted with Boa Vita. Of course, they came in and have made a substantial investment. We made some investments. Luckily, we couldn't do a whole lot, but we were able to do some because of the funding we got for COVID or ARPA funding from the federal government. So we were able to invest some of that in upgrading the hospital and so forth, making some of those repairs. And we're hoping for an opening in possibly late next month or early January. It's been a long time coming. We've been working on it about a year and a half, but Boa Vita has made a substantial investment in operating this hospital up, so been wonderful to work with.
Wonderful.
It's a growing company that's operating five or six hospitals now across the nation. They concentrate on rural hospitals, and they have a wonderful business model, which is similar to some of the other successful rural hospitals that are operating now. As you know, as Medicare payments change and insurance companies, their payments change and so forth, and they want to get by as cheap as possible, so hospitals have to change with the times. And at least currently, this operating model that several of these companies are on are similar to each other and very successful. One down in Manchester, Tennessee, that operates on a similar model that is very successful, not connected with Boa Vita, but a different group. And then there's some other groups that I've looked at that operate on similar models. So, and it seems to be the way to go right now with rural hospitals. In our situation, we're 28 miles from, I think it's about 135-bed hospital up in Corbin, Kentucky, and then another larger hospital, larger than ours, just south of us in La Follette, Tennessee. It's about 24 miles. So we're sitting about smack in the middle. And our hospital is much needed here. I heard Mayor Collins telling you there earlier about time, and it's called the golden hour. And if you can get to a hospital and get definitive treatment in that first golden hour, after an injury or a heart attack, stroke, something of that nature, your chances of recovery are much better.
Oh, yes.
And, that's one of the reasons why we're working really hard to get our hospital open here in conjunction with Boa Vita. And I'm excited to have them here.
Well, Mayor Collins has a question he would like to ask at this time. Go ahead, sir.
Well, not a question, just a big thank you. Mayor Dwight Osborne drove all the way from Jellicoe and came to City Hall, answered questions from the county commissioners, the aldermen, the general public, and I just want to thank him. He has been unbelievably helpful. And, you know, he doesn't have a dog in the hunt. You know, he's not going to make money, lose money. It's nothing to him, but he's obviously a great person, a great American, and I appreciate how much he cares for the people of Clay County.
And we appreciate it as well. Let me ask you a question, Dwight. Community support there in Jellicoe. I've been through there. I know it's a beautiful town. You're in a remote area. And how are the people there in Jellicoe excited to see that the hospital is about to become a reality again?
Oh, they're very excited. That was one of the number one things of this election cycle, this term of office, is to get that hospital open and functioning fully as a hospital. And, of course, our hospital had been operated as a 54-bed acute care hospital in the past. It has been designated as an acute care hospital through the state. I think there's still some of that in process. And then there's the Medicare step that you got to go through to fully become an acute care hospital. And that's in the process, but it'll take effect after the opening. So It takes a little while. The difference is in how the hospital is paid. And they're not going to make a lot of money. What happens is with an acute care hospital, you get paid cost plus. So the plus is about 4% over cost. So not a lot of profit there for rural hospitals, but it's better than being paid on a fee schedule, which is where there's a set price for each procedure or each treatment. So it's going to make a difference in not only how our hospital is paid, but the sustainability of it. It does limit the number of beds to 25, which our average daily census was running around an average of about 13. So that gives you a little bit of room for the surge, and plus there's on top of that what they call swing beds that can be counted differently toward that quota. So it's sort of a numbers game on how many beds you can actually have, but basically they say it's 25.
Well, what are some of the hurdles? I mean, have you had any really opposition in your community there to it, or?
Not from the public or anything. Our hurdles have been getting equipment. It took a long time to get boilers in and get them installed. We had to replace the boilers in two boiler rooms, and the hot water supply was not any good with the old boiler system. So we have a new hot water boiler system in place now. But, you know, the supply chain has been a big hurdle. And then there's been just a lot of repairs that needed to be made that actually were quite a bit more extensive than what we had anticipated when the last operator left this hospital. And it came back to us, and Bolivita was getting ready to come in. And there was a lot more there that had not been taken care of than what we knew at the time. I think our repair estimate went back to 2012, so there hadn't been a whole lot done since that time. It was kind of put a Band-Aid on everything and keep it going. You know, short term, but there was no long term maintenance or anything done.
Well, we appreciate you being with us today, Mayor. I know that that this will be a win-win for Jellicoe and the people in that community, and wish you folks all the best in your endeavor and in the forthcoming year. Any final thoughts before we close out this portion of our program?
Well, you know, I know that each community, especially as far from other hospitals as y'all are, seems like it's pretty similar to our situation, and that's the reason why I've stayed in contact with Mayor Collins and just interested in y'all. Like to see y'all get your hospital back open. I've kind of followed it for the last few years, and then after Mayor Collins and another gentleman contacted me and came up and visited, I've really been interested in it, but I have no financial interest in any of it. I don't get anything out of it. It's just you know, neighbors help neighbors, and that's what I feel like I should do. So
that's what Tennesseans are all about, absolutely.
Amen. Thank you so much.
All righty. We appreciate you being with us today on Clay County Corner and hope to have you on here again at some point in the future. And like I said, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. And it's now time for us to check in with some of our fine sponsors. I'm Kenny Westmore, and you're with Clay County Corner on 101.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back, so stay with us.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose a date convenient for you because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Okay. You're back with Clay County Corner, the show that's all things Clay County. And what we're going to do in our remaining time today, we are going to draw for a present for people who are having birthdays. And the people that have called in with birthdays so far this week, and our birthdays, we wish happy birthday to Shirley Cherry, to Christy Brown McIntosh, to Maggie Upton, Russell West, Mark Pendexter, Dale Maxfield, Grace McLaren, and Dennis Miller. These are the people that are celebrating birthdays, and what we do here is that we draw, and the winner of the drawing will get a birthday present that is compliments of the radio station here, and so compliments of WVFB. So, Mr. Collins, Mayor Collins, I'm going to ask you to draw a name out of this little pilot random, and we're going to see who's going to be our gift recipient today.
All right. Well, hey, first of all, happy birthday to all of them. I have no idea who I'm going to draw out, but sounds like a fine group of people.
You've got to pick a winner,
so,
man.
So we've got to pick a winner. All right. Looks like Miss Shirley Cherry is our winner. Excuse me. Happy birthday to Miss Shirley Cherry. And let's see, Kenny, how does she get her goodie?
Well, she can get in contact with the program here.
Okay.
And call her number back and leave the number so that we can get a hold of her. If you have birthdays or anniversaries that you or other significant events that you would like to call in and announce, the number here for Clay County Corner is area code 931-243-5574. 931-243-5574.
That's WVB 101.5.
Yes, but in order to pick up your present, you would go to the Salina Chamber of Commerce. And so that's where you'd pick up your present. Some other announcements that I have are as follows. There'll be a Christmas parade here in Salina, and this will be the Sunday after Thanksgiving. This will be the fourth Sunday afternoon. Hard to believe that Christmas is right around the corner, that Thanksgiving is a week from today. And so happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I do not believe that we'll be broadcasting next Thursday on Thanksgiving Day. But I do have some other announcements. Thanksgiving meals will be delivered next week for the needy here in Salina and in the county. Donations of food are needed. Helpers are needed. And names of recipients, people who need meals, are needed. If you'd be interested in donating food, donating your time, or if you have names that you could add to the list, I would invite you to call Letitia Key. And her phone number is area code 931-397-0120. 931-397-0120. And so if you have food donations or would like to help deliver meals or can give names, you can contact her by phone or by text at that number. Also, we send out our best wishes to Johnny Rich, and we send our thoughts and prayers to Johnny as he's currently in Centennial Hospital. And we also send out our best wishes to his wife, Denisa, who has been hospitalized. And so wish them all the best thoughts and prayers to them.
And Terry Scott.
Terry Scott, our city police chief, underwent brain surgery 2 days ago, and he's up walking, and they've had him getting up and going down the hall and going and getting a drink of water, and he's expecting to make full recovery. And, I mean, just short of a miracle, we are just thankful that everything's going so well for him. Funeral services will be held today at 1 o'clock at Hall Funeral Home in Salina for Nick Cherry, and we certainly extend our sympathies to the family of Nick Cherry. Once again, I hope all of you have a wonderful Turkey Day next week. And so, gobble till you wobble. The show will not be broadcast next week because of the holiday. I want to remind everyone of the football game that will be taking place this Friday night. Clay County Bulldogs against the Gordonsville Tigers, third round of the TSSAA state playoffs. And we want you to come and support our Bulldogs. And so, go Dogs. And also basketball action here in the county has started back up over the last week or so with the high school team and the boys and the girls, and also the Salina K-8 and the Hermitage Springs Wildcats. And so we wish all of our county teams all the best in their basketball endeavors. And these are all the announcements that I have today. We thank Mayor Osborne for being with us all the way from Jellicoe. We're glad that Mayor Collins has taken his time to come and share some thoughts. And
yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
And also we appreciate Coach Slam for coming and giving us some of the lowdown and the details about the game and just a lot of excitement right now. But we thank you all today for being with us on Clay County Corner. If all goes well, we'll be back 2 weeks from today. And I'm your host, Kenny Westmoreland. Once again, thanks for being with us. It will be rebroadcast again tonight at 6 p.m. on this station on WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country, and it will be archived in the future on the website of the Dale Hollow Horizon. And so on behalf of all of us here at Clay County Corner, we wish you a good day and hope to see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.